Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I want to talk to Drake. Let me talk to Drake.
He's not an
option. Nah, but they said to call and to tell them how I feel about Drake, and I'm trying to call him. Yeah.
Welcome to October's Very Own, a podcast about Drake with me, Dan Ozzie of Noisy, and Noisy's editor-in-chief, Eric Sunderman.
Hello.
This is the 18th episode.
Yeah.
We're almost two-thirds of the way done with our daily Drake podcast for October.
Yeah, here we are.
I don't know about you. I'm kind of sick of hearing... Well, I'm certainly sick of hearing you.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think everybody's probably sick of hearing me say that Drake is a cultural figure.
He's just like King Millennial.
Yeah, you know, you can kind of see a lot of yourself in Drake. That's why it's interesting to think about him.
So
this is just esoteric bullshit about Drake.
I think at this point, maybe people are getting tired of hearing our reflections on Drake.
And I'm sure they are. I don't think we have to. Yeah, I'm definitely tired of hearing your opinions about Drake, which aren't.
No, they're not good. They're very bad.
Yeah.
They're just me basing, just looking at him
and being
and
like,
taking an educated guess.
I'm going to judge Drake's musical career based on the t-shirt he's wearing today.
I think that's a good way. So for this episode, we're going to do a little something different.
Yeah.
Yesterday on Noisy's Twitter, which you should follow.
Yeah, at Noisy Music.
We put up a phone number.
Yeah.
It had 69 and 666 in it, which is sweet.
Yeah, for the six god.
Yeah.
Also
so
six.
We put that up there. We told people, just call in, tell us what you think about Drake, and we'll put it on the podcast. And that's what this episode is.
So we got some good voicemails.
I don't think any of them are Drake. We're still getting more. I have to go check them, but I don't think any are Drake.
I mean, should we leave the line open?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, so we're going to leave the line open.
If I'm not mistaken, it's 347. I probably should look so I don't give out a number.
I think we should. So we're going to leave the line open for the next couple of weeks as we continue to talk about Drake every day. And you can call in, and you know,
especially
we'll be checking
if you're Drake, you should call in.
Yeah, Drake, if you're listening, you know, call in.
So the number is 347-69 nice. 347-696-6679.
Yes.
And you can call in, tell us all your thoughts on Drake, because I'd really like to meet her.
Yeah, I'd love to. But so we're going to play these voicemails on this episode. But if you want to call in, we're going to keep listening to it. And if there's any like super select ones, we'll play them at a later episode.
On another day when Eric's really hungover, we'll just play them.
Hey, I'm not hungover.
Yeah, so I think Drake used academics as a pawn. Like, Meek Mill was highly needed on his channel. Like, academics would post Meek Mill and it would help out his views, even his downloads and everything. And I think Drake used him as a pawn. Like, you know, dropping likes here and there, comments and whoop-de-whoop. And then it caused an issue between him and academics. So Meek Mill, don't fuck with academics. The chasers are trying to chase academics, you know? Anyways, what I'm trying to get out of here is that, you know, Drake's just really good at checkers, you know?
Hey, this is Zach from Missouri. Big music fan. I'm a Spotify subscriber. I've been to several concerts. Anyway, Drake. Here's the thing about Drake, is everyone keeps trying to weigh Drake against other rappers. Like, is Drake a good rapper? Is Drake a bad rapper? It's totally irrelevant. The only good Drake songs are pop songs, and then 0 to 100. The best Drake pop song being Hold On, We're Going Home, which is an eternal banger. Thank you. Be well.
Drake is still Wheelchair Jimmy, and also rappers that sing kind of suck. Hotline Bling was alright, though.
I'm loving the podcast. I like the one host, Dan. He's very funny. I don't really like the other guy. Thank you.
Okay, I just want to say that Drake is trash. He is overrated, and if he uses your favorite album, you deserve to get run over by a bus. Thank you.
Yeah, man, this is Anthony Herbertson, a.k.a. Herb Beats from the big city, OKC. Just want to give a big special shout out to my man Drizzy, man. That man is a great man, and I just want to thank him for all the great music that he's put out and all the great things that he's done for not only myself, but for millions of others around the world. Love you, Drizzy.
Hello, I love Aubrey Graham, and that's all I have to say. I have loved him. I love his Canadian ass. I have loved him since he was on Degrassi, since he was in a motherfucking wheelchair. I love Aubrey Graham. I am a Drake stan until I die. I have OVO tatted on my ass. I love Drake.
Drake and Taylor Swift are basically the same people to me. Like, every single time one of them puts out a song, I adamantly hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And I'm drunk at a party at 1 a.m. and it comes on and I sing my ass off.
Hey, I'm just calling because I have some thoughts about Drake. I guess he's an alright guy or whatever, but I feel like my girlfriend is a little obsessed with him. I think if she were ever to cheat on me with anyone, it would have to be Drake, because that's the only person that can live up to her high standards. Thank you.
People call Drake a culture vulture, but I don't think that really fits him, you know? He didn't steal these songs, he was just trying to get on the same wave as these people and raise awareness for this genre of music that not a lot of people are hip to, you know? Like, he kind of made dancehall known. I don't think there's a problem with Drake's music per se, but there's a problem with how saturated his music is. It's kind of like a double-edged sword for him, you know? Like, he's getting a lot of saturation in his music, and it's great, you know? Now he's one of the biggest stars in the world, but at the same time, that's kind of causing people to not like him, because every time they turn on the radio, they hear some Drake. And that's why a lot of people don't like Drake, I think. Because I feel like if people say they like Drake, they'll feel like they're shallow. Because of how saturated his music is. They just like popular music. And now people think they're being edgy and artistic by saying, nah, I don't like Drake. But there's nothing wrong with liking him. He started OVO, which is a surprisingly great label. Division just put out one of, I think, the best projects this year. Party Next Door is a fantastic artist. And Magic Jordan has something coming out this October, which is definitely going to blow a lot of people away. I really think Drake's one of the best in the game. That's without a doubt.
I fucking hate Drake.
This is just... I saw on Twitter that I was supposed to call to say something about Drake. I think that Drake is, like, pretty smart for doing what he did to music without letting people's, like, current thoughts on rap influence, like, what he was going to do with it. And, you know, like, not kind of, like, fall into the whole, like, uber masculinity thing, like, you know, feeling like he could play with dance music and stuff like that and singing. And he kind of basically changed what the mainstream opinion was on what good rap music was. And for that reason, I think he was able to, like, transcend the boundaries of what people thought rappers were, what they could do, and he really became, like, you know, like a pop icon. And yeah, and I think everybody's quick to judge at first, but then after he does it and makes it successful, then, you know, they'll follow after him. But generally, I like him, you know what I mean? I think people are too critical for no reason. Clearly, he's doing something right because he's successful. But yeah, that's how I feel.
What do I think of Drake? Drake is fine. Drake could be my baby daddy. Drake got me wanting to go to Canada. Drake should smoke some weed because he needs to relax. And Drake, bring your ass back to us.
My thoughts on Drake are, is that he had that run-in of having a ghostwriter, but even if he did have a ghostwriter, I think he still stands with his voice alone and the way he has his flow and the way he does his thing. He comes up as a good rapper, and he comes up so modern every time that he always ends up on top. Like, even though people are coming back and saying all this bad stuff about him, he's still over there with the racks. Goodbye.
If we're talking about Drake, we gotta talk about Hypebeast. Nobody actually thinks Drake is their favorite rapper or singer unless they're saying it to be hype. It's the fallacy of the group. Motherfuckers like what every other motherfucker likes. Someone says Kendrick's the best rapper. Everyone says Kendrick's the best rapper. Someone says Drake is the best musician of our generation. Everyone says it. It's not true. Flatbush Zombies. Flatbush Zombies.
Fuck Drake.
What do I think about Drake? I don't think of him at all.
My name is Yevgeny. This is the Drake hotline, no? The hotline boy? Well, I got three things to say. My one thing I say is that Drake is number one singer. My second thing, Drake number one rap star. Third thing, take care. Yes, take care. It's the best album I have ever heard in life. Take a shot for me. Hello. Anyway, I am Rambo. Happy birthday, Drake. The Wolves.
I think Drake is okay. I don't really listen to him that much, but I think he's okay. Yeah.
What do I think about Drake? Well, I've been following his career for a long time now. I know pretty much everything about him. I know that he's really into getting into beefs with other rappers. I know that he's really into having phone calls on his recordings with his ex-girlfriends or side women or whoever they may be. And I also know that he's always ahead of the industry on anything that he tries. So through looking through my data and analyzing everything as a Drake expert, I know that his next album, mixtape, single, whatever, will obviously be a compilation of prank phone calls to his enemies. If you have any questions, please reach out. I'll be glad to follow up on this. But I'm saying it right now, next Drake project, prank phone calls, Jerky Boy style. Thanks.
I just want to let the world know that Tory Lanez has everything Drake doesn't.
So, yeah, here's what I think about Drake. I think Drake is a pretty interesting guy. I mean, he's pretty chill. I mean, the most I really know about him is, like, some dude I know who's, like, friend of a friend. Like, he went to the same high school as me. Drake shouted him out on Instagram last year, and that's just the weirdest shit to me. Not at all.
Yo, what up? Drake cool, but then, you know, there'd be moments I'm like, damn, this dude kind of soft. But then there's other moments where I'm like, damn, Drake, you know, is that dude. It's weird. I don't know. He's just crazy.
This is a bitch speaking with a Drake tattoo on her left arm that would match up with his tattoo if and we ever met. That makes sense? I got some shit to say. Call me back. 405.
Yeah, yeah.
231.
Worst.
Your boy's a Scorpio. Your girl's a Gemini.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.